Welcome to the W3QV repeater, PL91.5.
Good evening. The time is 7 p.m. Weather conditions, partly cloudy, temperature 41 degrees.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. Thank you for that wonderful introduction and start to the Philmont Mobile Radio Club January General Meeting. KB3IV, are you on frequency?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, we're going to start our meeting with our non-eyeball QSO as if we were in person. So if you could take the check-ins, I'm handing it over to you. Check-ins followed by announcements. Over to you, Ed, AJ3DI.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Make sure I'm by the mic. Okay, we're going to do this a little differently. Those of you who are on EchoLink, sorry for the noise. I'm going to give your call and put you in the list, but I'm not going to call on you to say anything. You will get called on during the net. This is for expediency because we're hoping to have a lot of people checking in here. So, let me get started, and I'll just enter you in the database by software. All right, WB3IDW is on EchoLink. Oh, gosh. And it helps to use the software. All right, I got to move this stuff around. Sorry about the delay here. It's always something. Okay. All right, first on the list, again, WB3IDW Vince. And why isn't the software going in here? Oh, it's in there. Oh, it's working. Okay, next on the list is Steve, who is on All-Star. But I'll just put them in. And good evening to Florida. Okay, next on the list is... Oh, we don't need that. We don't need that. Vince is always there. Greg is always there. The only other one on EchoLink is KC3EWK. Okay. Oops. Let me try it again. Let me unkey for a second.
K3DTC for check-in.
I didn't call for check-ins yet, Dominic. Hang in there. Okay, so that's everybody on EchoLink and All-Star. All right, we'll take check-ins alphabetically. I want check-ins Alpha through Charlie.
K3DTC.
W3AFV.
November 3 Bravo Kilo Romeo and 3BKR.
Okay, we had one double in there. Number 4 K3DTC. Good evening, Dominic. And Chuck, 3AFV, number 5, number 6, at 3BKR Kent, and there was nobody that doubled with Kent. You can try it now.
KC3CEW.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Echo Romeo, Quebec.
Okay. We have John, number 7, KC3EW, CEW. I'm ahead of myself. And number 8, WA3ERQ. Good to hear you. Okay, check-ins. Alpha through Bill.
KA2FFP, good evening, Ed.
Jim, KA2FFP, you're number 9. Take check-ins, Alpha through November.
W3NE.
Yep. Got you the first time. Just keying up. W3NE, you're number 10. Loud and clear, Mr. Thomas. All right, let's do check-ins. Alpha through Sierra.
K2RSJ.
W3QV repeater, Philadelphia, PL91.5.
N3QV.
Okay, number 11. Good evening, Rich. K2RSJ. Number 12, Janice, KC3ORH. Number 13, Ed, KB3RN. And number 14, Eric, N3QV. I'll take check-ins, Alpha through Zulu.
Good evening. Kilo 3, Foxtrot, Zulu Tango. In and out.
WA2UAR is here. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Ed. NC3U.
KC2WU, Tom, New Jersey. Evening, Ed.
Okay. That control recognizes Steve. Number 15. K3FZT. Number 16, J, WA2UAR. Number 17, Sal, N3U. And number 18, Tom, KC2WVO. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu.
This is Dick, W3UP.
WB3DZZ.
KC3, Mike, ending November.
Hey, let's move this up here. We have number 19. Good evening, Dick W3UP. Number 20, WB3DZZ. I got an extra Z in there. Thanks, George. And number 21, KC3MIN. And you know who I didn't check in?
Our president. So I'll put you in now.
Okay. Well, you know where you are on the list. Let's see if there's any other calls on Echolink. Since I checked. Nope. Okay, so far, we have 22 check-ins. Why am I making so much noise here? I don't know what's going on. Just have to stop moving. That's it. I don't know if Doug's in here. Are you about, Doug?
Yes, I'm here, Ed, WA3DSP. And yeah, you have quite a bit of noise in your mic there. But if you don't move, I think it's okay.
I'll try and hold my breath. Let me move the mic here. That may be a little better. I may have been too close to it. Okay. Well, I'll turn things over to you and get things started. And did you get the format that Jim just sent out about 10 minutes ago?
Yes, I did, but I think that Jim may want to make some announcements, and there are announcements, so Jim, do you want to go ahead with that?
I'll take it from here. I'll call for announcements, and then we'll go to a brief business meeting, and then I'll go over it again and hand it off to you. Did everybody copy that? Doug, did you copy that?
Yeah, I copied it now, but I didn't before. I think we probably missed a very key thing here. We didn't get the license year when people checked in, so that's kind of out at this point.
Yeah, Roger. I'll throw it to you with the updated version after the business meeting. You'll be able to handle it. I have faith in you. All right. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Please call now.
WA2UAR has an announcement.
WA2UAR recognized. Any more announcements? All right, I'll add one. W3UP, you have an announcement. And K2RSJ, you have an announcement. So I'll start with WA2UAR. Jay, go ahead with your announcement.
HA3DI on the net. This is WA2UAR. Thanks, Jim. A few things to go over tonight. First of all, Sunday night at 8 p.m., will be the YouTube premiere of our next What Hams Do show, and this one focuses on amateur radio emergency mobile communications. Many thanks to Richard Roth for providing some of our the mobile video and still images, which are prominent in the program. It includes interviews with three top Pennsylvania emergency communication leads, including the guy who heads up, Red Cross Communications for the greater Pennsylvania area, and the Chester County Emergency Coordinator, and K3RF, the Mid-Atlantic Vice Director of the ARRL, Bob Familio. This is aimed at our legislators in Harrisburg, get them to make sure we have an exemption in the next version of the distracted driving bill, which will be introduced soon by Representative Rosemary Brown of Monroe County. That's announcement one. I'm going to let it drop, and I'll be right back. Number two, some of you are on the... I am temporarily the emergency coordinator now for the Philadelphia Areas Group. Some of you were on the training session with me on Sunday night, and we taught people how to use Areas Connect. And within a couple of hours, I got an email indicating that we are dropping Areas Connect. The ARL is dropping it in favor of new software. I have forms that I have been sent, which we'll be using from now on, and I'll go over that in our next Areas meeting on next Sunday night, which will be on the air, not on Zoom. That's about it. From here, thank you so much, Jim. AJ3DI, this is WA2UAR. Go ahead.
All right, Jay, as always, thank you for all that you do, including the current edition and any future editions. WU3P, Dick, do you have an announcement?
I guess I do, Jim, and I was announcing it when you called for announcements. First, I want to say a very good evening to all the amateurs who are in the meeting this evening. The announcement is based upon what I consider is a way to get more traffic onto our repeater, which sits pretty alone in an island for most of the day. So what I'm proposing to do is we're going to put together a test of a net we're going to call the PMRC Drive Time Net. It will be on this repeater starting at 5 p.m. on Monday, this coming Monday, the 18th of January. And we're going to fashion it around the success that the Marple Newtown Club has with their morning net that they run 7 days a week, 365 days a year, starting at 8:30. And they have in the area of 40 check-ins, that's 7 days a week. What I'd like to see is that we run this, if it is successful, we run it on weekdays starting at 5 o'clock, and although we don't have too many people driving, we'll still call it a drive time net. Hopefully that'll end sometime this year, that virus problems. And the way we'll run it is the way they run it in a proven way that they do at Marble Newtown. What we'll do is we'll call for check-ins. We'll put the check-ins on a list, and then we'll go back to each person and give them an opportunity to talk for a maximum of 30 seconds. And we should, if it works like it does for them, we should have a very successful net. So what I'm asking is that anybody on the air this evening, if you have the opportunity, we would love to see you at 5 o'clock this coming Monday. And we'll give it a try. And, of course, this is the first time. This is a beta test, if you will. And I'm sure there'll be some loose ends and some revisions that we have to make. But at least we'll get an idea of what it's like and find out whether the members really want to do this or not. So, Jim, I'm looking forward to doing it. And as we discussed, that's one of my prime, as a director, one of my prime interests is getting the traffic back on our net again. So let me turn it back to you, Jim, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout on Monday evening. So HA3DI, this is W3UP.
W3UP, Dick, thank you. Thanks for picking it up and running with it. The Monday night, 5 p.m., drive time, remote end, net. So if you ain't driving and you're remoting, It's the end of your remote day. Join us on the net. Thank you, Dick. K2RSJ, you going to announce that loaner program?
Damn indeed. I was asleep at the switch here. I'm watching the Flyers highlights. In between periods, it's so good to see hockey again. Yes, we have been, for the last several weeks, we had officially announced a loaner program. The club owns a mobile radio, an FTM 400, and the handheld Yaesu Fusion radio, an FT1D. Both are available for free of charge loan, so it's kind of a try before you buy program. On the groups.io, we put out an announcement. You can simply add your name to the database. I will get a notice of that, and then I will arrange to get the radio to you for you to try it out and play around with Fusion and some quite fancy radios. So that information is on the club website and on groups.io, which I believe we're learning some more about this evening. So it's a great program if you're considering a radio of that stature, because they're pretty expensive. Better make sure you like it before you get one. So we have that opportunity. The loans will be about 3 months, which will give you a good chance to really try it out and experiment with Fusion and the things that are available there. So thanks for the opportunity, Jim, and we will look forward to the Monday night net along with all the other nets on Sunday. And Dick, thanks for doing that. Look forward to participating. Back to you, Jim. K2RSJ.
Awesome job, Rich. That's why I'm so excited. I do want to add something about both loaner radios. If you want to start to play with APRS, both of those radios are APRS enabled. And the next thing I want to add, the radios, if you want to get them on loan, they'll be delivered via a race car. All right, do we have any more announcements for the net?
Yeah, I just want to recognize one more check-in on All-Star, and that's Kirk, K-A-3-V-E-Z. He showed up there.
All right, very well. So that ends the check-in portion at this point and the announcements. And we're going to start with a very brief business meeting. I didn't hear Bill check in. W3AOK, are you there? Okay, so we're going to go to a repeater update. Doug, repeater update.
Okay, WA3DST, nothing really that we haven't said before in prior nets, but the amplifier is back in and installed and up to full power. We still have an antenna problem, which probably will be worked on once we get warmer into the spring and get rid of this COVID problem also, which is always an issue. So other than that, nothing really exciting to report about the repeater. It's working.
Nothing better than that. Thank you as always, Doug. All right, Ed, I got a twofer for you. You're going to do a treasurer report and then a member report. So start, show me the money.
Well, we've been getting money in for dues and for donations. I don't have the figures in front of me, but I do want to mention that very encouraged with the responses, both using PayPal and the USPS. It's been coming in, but there's some stragglers in there, so I'd like to see them all get in there. We are very solvent. Definitely want to get those people in and get on the tower. We'll be happy to pay them to get us fixed. And as far as membership, I have one new member who paid dues
But I don't have any paperwork on him. Nothing. Don't know what he did. So I will have to reach out and touch him. So there is one new prospective member. And that's about it for me, KB3IV.
All right, well, thank you, Ed. Now, I didn't hear NS3K, so I will let you know there are still no in-person VE sessions, but remote sessions are running almost every day and a lot on the weekends, and all that information can be found on our website at phil-mont.org. And we are having a local remote session January 28th. I don't know if all the slots are filled, but you can look on the website, and if there's a slot available and you want to upgrade, or you know someone who wants to get their initial license, have them sign up. The local Philly VE team will be doing January 28th, but as I said, there's one or many almost every day of the week, so look on the website. All right, all the old business and new business is published in the blurb, and I do want to get started with the meeting, but I did have some notes. I want to thank the 24 new people who, after invited, joined the group's IO. And everyone, member or not, please join our group's IO. It's another method of communication, and the link to join is on the website at phil-mont.org. I also want to let everyone know that we have a subcommittee working on a code of conduct. You would have seen about that on the mailing list. And that's just to ensure our members and our club safety and let everybody know what we expect, behavior-wise and etiquette-wise. I also want to let everybody know that the field day site has been reserved and fingers and toes are crossed that we'll be able to have a more normal field day this coming June. So, does anyone have any new business from the floor? All right, nothing heard. If somebody would make a motion, we could close the business portion of the meeting and start the fun part.
So moved.
I heard four motions in there.
Three.
I get 5 seconds
from Florida. Close the meeting.
All right. I heard seconds, thirds, and fourths. So the business meeting is closed. At this point, we're going to do a ham radio boot camp, and we're going to change it around, Doug. You're going to go down the list, and you're going to ask anyone there if they have a question, if they don't have a question about ham radio, if they would like to add one important thing that they would like to tell a new ham radio operator. And as it goes down the list, if someone had asked a question, you can comment on that question and then add each person a piece of information that they would give a newly licensed amateur radio operator. How's that sound, Doug?
Okay, we'll give it a try. And I guess I'll start out. I don't have any questions, but what I would like to say to new amateur radio operators is a lot of times, and now that we have cell phones, hams tend to think that they can just pick up their handheld wherever they are and call into a repeater or call into another station and have a good contact, and that just is not the case. When you're using a cell phone, you're within probably at least a half a mile of a tower in just about all directions, depending on how dense an area you're in. When you transmit on your portable, your handheld, to the Philmont repeater in Roxboro, and you're in your basement in Richboro, where I am, or a lot of other places in the Philadelphia area, you're not going to get into the repeater, and if you do, it's going to be very noisy and very annoying. So you got to understand that to use the repeater and to use it properly, it's fine to use a handheld if you're within range of doing that, and that's probably, you know, almost line of sight, probably within, 7 to 8 miles of the repeater. And of course, it's all dependent on terrain. I mean, you could go a lot further than that if you were in a high elevation. But if you're in your car, mobile, you should have a mobile rig, you should have a mobile antenna on the car, whether it be mag mount or whatever. This is a mobile radio club. It's not a portable in your car radio club. So that's my advice. Let me let it drop. Okay, I will go down a list here, and as Jim said, if you have a question, you can ask it. If you have anything you'd like to say to New Hams, feel free to do that. Vince, WB3IDW, WA3DSP.
I don't have a question. I guess it's just advice to me, and I'd say there's a lot you can learn just by listening and also YouTube. I'll cut it short at that point. WBIDW, back to the next control.
Okay, Vince, very good. Your audio is kind of low coming this way. I copied what you said, but it's good to hear you. I haven't talked to you in a while, and always good to hear you, and hopefully you guys over there at Ann's Choice will get vaccinated soon, and we'll be on our way to being able to get together before too long. All right, 7-3 to you, and over to WU3I, Steve, down in Florida, WA3DSP.
Well, good evening, Doug, and good evening, Philmont, from slightly rainy southwest Florida. My big piece of advice to new people in the hobby, don't spend money on power. You need to spend the best money you can spend for your signal, be it HF, VHF, or UHF, is in quality feed line and a good antenna. Power is not the thing. As long as what you're delivering out of the radio is efficiently radiating, you're going to be heard. A lot of people work QRP and get around the world. That's nothing against power. I have a big amplifier. But spend money on a good antenna system and good line to feed it, and you'll never be disappointed. Thanks, Doug. Good evening to Philmont, WU3I, and a Happy New Year to all.
Yes, Happy New Year, Steve, and I will definitely second that. I mentioned handhelds and portables. If you had a outside antenna and you had a handheld that was even a watt of power, you'd probably be able to have a good signal into the repeater. It's that little 6-inch whip that's on there you have inside the house inside the car that's often the problem. Okay, over to KC3EWK, WA3DSP.
WA3DS, KC3EWK on RS here, and listening to myself and getting in. Thanks for getting out here. I don't really have a whole lot of advice, but I do definitely agree with the antenna thing. Right now I'm having a little bit of trouble with my VHF antenna. It was old when I got it, and it's getting even older and having some problems with, especially with water. So when it was good, it was great, but now it's getting a little bit long in the tooth, and it can give me some problems. But I'm about 55 miles from the repeater here and hopefully making it okay. Back to net control, KC3 EWK.
Comment.
Go ahead, Jim.
First of all, Zach, you made it great that time, 55 miles away. I just wanted to let everybody on the net know, Zach is the Philmont Scholarship recipient for this year. And I'm so excited to have Zach stopping by and proving the antenna point from 55 miles. Back to you, net control.
What's his QTH, Jim, location?
Tell us where you're at, Zach.
Yeah, I'm here in Newmanstown, PA, in Lebanon County, and as I see it from, I believe, was it Roxborough, somewhere in the Philly area, Google Maps is telling me a little bit over 55 miles. So a pretty decent stretch, but I do have not too many obstructions in that direction in general. But yeah, Jim reached out to me and invited me to the net. I just want to drop in and thank everybody for everything you guys do. And honestly, if it wasn't for amateur radio, I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing today. Just in general. Thank you guys. Back to net control, KC3 EWK.
KC3 EWK, WA3 DSP. Very good, Zach. And again, congratulations on the scholarship. You're coming in pretty good. I mean, we're having some issues with our antenna at the repeater, and we're on our secondary antenna. We're not on the high antenna, which has some problems. So once we get that squared away, you'll probably be absolutely fine into the repeater. And we'd love to have you join us as often as you can and let us know how you're doing. Okay, over to K3DTC, WA3DSP.
K3DTC, I have to agree with Steve.
W3QV repeater, Philadelphia,
and I remember Mr. Spencer way back in the day would say to me when I was driving in my truck, he asked me, are you on a HT, Dom? And I said, yeah. He says, but do yourself a favor and get a good mobile radio. I think I bought one the next day. Didn't want to be embarrassed again. So that's if you're in a vehicle, get yourself a mobile and a good antenna. It's K3DTC. That's all I have.
K3DTC, WA3DSP. Yeah, well, you know, years ago, before there were handhelds of any great quality, and certainly back when Philmont was formed in 1949 and into the 50s and even into the 60s, there were no handhelds. And if there were any, they were homebrew. I think Bob W3NE built one. Maybe he can comment on that when his turn comes up. But everybody had mobile rigs and everybody had home rigs. And, you know, we ran enough power. Of course, back then we were on 10 meters, not on 2 meters, but ran enough power that we could communicate with each other. So, anyhow. All right, over to WA3AFV, WA3DSP.
Good evening, Doug, and everybody else on the net. You put an extra A in there, but that's okay. I have no questions. Well, I have questions every day, but nothing I wish to share tonight. As far as a new ham, I would urge them to, if not to formally join a club, at least to visit a couple clubs in the area. And the other thing I would have them do is make sure that they know all the repeaters in the area and listen to them as often as they can to get the gist for the flow and everything. And then thirdly, don't take too long to start talking. Listen, figure out what's going on, and then get on the repeaters and talk to people. W3AFE, back to net.
W3AFE. KWA3DSP. Very good, Chuck. And yeah, that's good information to do that. And also, something else on my mind. I can't think of what it was now. Well, I'll think of it on the next call. All right, N3BKR, Ken, WA3DSP. N3BKR, Ken, are you still there? WA3DSP. If anybody wants to make any comments on this, I'll take notes down on it. At our board meeting last week, one of the things we talked about was connecting Philmont, the repeater here, to some other repeater or some other group somewhere else in the country via All-Star. There's any number of places that we could do that with at any number of times during the day. If anybody has any suggestions on that, a particular place to connect to, or a net that they'd like to, you know, maybe have here or whatever, please let me know. All right, we'll go on to KC3CEW, WA3DSP.
Good evening, it's John. Glad to make it in tonight, normally before the COVID. I had the Bible study every Wednesday, so I couldn't make it. But since we have a virtual Bible study now every other week, I should be able to make it in. I really enjoy this. Okay, back to that. Thank you.
Okay, very good, John. Good to have you check in, and hopefully you can check in again next time. WA3ERQ, WA3DSP.
How you doing, guys? My only question is, not ham radio related, or what are the numbers for tonight? I enjoyed the meeting, and that's my only question.
Are you talking about the lottery numbers?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't play, but maybe somebody else can give you a tip. Very good. Take care. KA2FFT, Jim, WA3DSP.
KA2FFT, good evening, everyone. I don't have any particular questions. Unfortunately, when you first mentioned that, I echo what W3I said, antennas. I've always had wire antennas and always looking to experiment with something different and new. And I was one of the few people that had an HT that I actually used in the car. And the idea was that I could use it at the home in the car. And on the car I had a 5/8 wave, and on the house I had a Ringo Ranger. So that arrangement worked out well. But I also had a 40-meter dipole. But for a new amateur, yeah, the antenna's the way to go.
KA2FFT, WA3DSP. Yeah, definitely. You can get gain in your antenna and not have to buy as big a radio and have as much power and probably do it for less expense. Let's see, W3NE, Bob. I got a call this morning that one of my mother's friends had passed away over at Gwinnett. And the lady that I talked to over there said that they were going to start with vaccination soon. I wonder if you've heard anything over there at your place. W3NE, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP from W3NE. Yeah, we just heard today that we're getting our first one on the 28th of January. They're going to do the whole place. So that's something to look forward to. Sorry to hear about your friend. Why, I'm glad to hear about the DriveNet. That's going to really work out well, I think. And hopefully it will lead to monitoring from home, because the activity on the net frequency in general is going to depend on how many fixed stations you have monitoring. We found that out in the early days of Philmont, and the Philmont success on 10 meters was because we had a frequency that was monitored just about 24 hours a day. In fact, the original W3QV actually did monitor 24 hours a day. So that's one thing to consider in addition to the net, but the net is certainly a good start. Philmont had one in the morning, too, that was called the Scrambled Egg Net, and one of the mobile stations went into Fairmount Park and acted as net control for the people that were going to work. Well, of course, a lot of that has changed because the drive patterns have changed. But it's another thing to consider later on. But certainly the one at 5 o'clock sounds like a good idea. I was wondering if anyone could answer. I was hesitant to sign up on groups for unlimited emails. I'd be interested in knowing approximately how many emails a day there are. I already have a lot that I have to go through early in the morning and delete. So I'm not anxious to have a lot more that I'm not really interested in, but just show up on the computer. So that's something that would help me quite a bit. As far as place to connect to, if we're talking about a DX station. Wait till I drop it. Doug, there used to be I think it was a VK, used to sign in on your 220 repeater by All-Star. And that made it really interesting because while we were going home, this guy was going to work. And he'd call in on the net, or at least on Doug's 220 repeater. And it gave an interesting aspect to ham radio. You've got a real example of how worldwide it is. And outside of that, I don't have anything further to say, I guess. So back to you, Doug, from W3NE.
W3NE, WA3DSP. Very good, Bob. And, yeah, I'll comment on the Australia. That was like maybe about 5 in the afternoon, and I believe it was VK3JD, John, in Melbourne, Australia, and he would just be getting up, and it would be the next day. So it would be 5 o'clock in the afternoon here on a Monday, and he would be just getting up and having breakfast Tuesday morning at that time in Australia. So, yeah, that gives you an idea of the world and 24 hours of the world when you talk to stations like that. And, yes, about monitoring, I can remember that back in the 10-meter days, Brad Martin, W3QV. And I always remember Sam telling the story of breaking down in his car somewhere, I think in a snowstorm, and either Brad or Jim Spencer really came to the rescue. The radio came to the rescue. Nowadays, of course, we all have cell phones, so it's not as big a deal. But back then, when you were out in your car somewhere, out in the wilderness, you had nothing but the radio, and that was it. And in that case, it was a lifesaver for them. And also, Bob, I wanted to remind you that offer is still stands. If you want me to do your All-Star for you, get it, you know, finalize it for you, just let me know. And if you want to take it out to the guard and bring it back there and whatever, so just so you know that. All right, over to Rich, K2RSJ, WA3DSP.
So I let the repeater drop there. Yeah, no worries. Very good. Yeah, all good stuff here this evening. I would have to say, when I think back to my early days in the 80s, I did start with an HT, and that was back when HTs were the equivalent of what seemed like $1 million back then, and I still have my first one. It's one of them big old bricks, one of Olenko's first radios. But what I did is I did have an external antenna on my car, but because of the cost of the radios and mobile rigs were even more expensive at the time, I did invest in a small Mirage amplifier. That was also the beginning days of them. And so that's another thing that a new ham could do, whether you're at home or in the car or both. Get one of those little amplifiers that makes your 5 watts 40 watts or 25 watts. And that might be a good way to supplement your station, even though it may have humble beginnings like we all did and like I did. That would be another option to consider. I know those amps pop up used all the time, and they're not horribly expensive. And, you know, they're cheaper than some of the more full-featured mobile rigs. I dabbled in HF when I was a novice. Got away from it and got back into HF heavy about almost six years ago now, and really am enjoying it. I have a station here and a station up at my Pocono house, and just doing wire antennas. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get on the air. And one final thing that I would say to a new ham is don't give up easy. I think Chuck had brought up, you know, knowing and programming in all the local repeaters that you can talk on your radio, whatever it might be, you know, give it a minute. You know, put your call out there, give it a minute or two. I know sometimes on my way to work, I'll call out two or three or four or five times on my way. Sometimes I'll have two or three QSOs, sometimes I'll have zero. And another thing that I will say is that around the Philadelphia area, don't forget about Simplex 146.52. It's relatively active around here. And had some of my favorite QSOs on Simplex sitting here at my desk, and somebody just happens to be driving through the area and calls out on Simplex, and I have a great QSO. And I've also had that happen on the road, and I always monitor it. It's always in my scan. So that's my two cents. Thanks for running this part of the net, Doug, and have a good evening, everybody. K2RSJ, back to net.
Okay, very fine, Rich. Thank you. And over to KC3ORH, WA3DSP.
KC3ORH, A32 AM. And I am writing down every suggestion we have made. And I have been following them, getting on the radio, just listening. And I found three things that I can do as a new ham, and one of them is to join a club, so I'm so glad to be here.
Okay, KC3ORH, WA3DSP, you're a little bit noisy into the repeater. I did get that you said you were writing things down and taking notes, so that's a good thing. Where are you located, and are you using a handheld, or what kind of rig are you using?
This is KC3ORH. I am using a handheld Yasu ST65.
Okay, and it's just the rubber duck antenna on it, and where are you located?
It is a rubber ducky, and I am located in Northwest Philadelphia in Germantown.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, you can buy a whip antenna that you could with coax. It comes with maybe 10 feet of coax and an adapter, and you can put that coax into that handheld and put the antenna on some kind of a, like a pie plate or something, something that's about 20 inches square as a ground plane, and that would make an excellent antenna over that rubber ducky in your wherever you live, if you can't have an outside antenna. Did you get that?
Could you repeat one more time, and I will write very quickly.
Well, the length of an antenna on 2 meters is about 19 inches. So technically, you could just, well, you could make an antenna, but probably the best thing to do is to buy one, a small antenna, if you need to have it inside. And you need a ground plane. You need a reflective plane underneath of it that is at least that square to be most effective. So if you had something, a piece of metal or whatever that was about 19 or 20 inches square or more, that you could put that antenna in the center of and then connect the coax to your handheld, I think you'd have a much better signal.
This is KC3ORH. I received all the information. Thank you. Over.
Okay, and if you didn't, you know, quite understand that, you know, we can get somebody to help you with it, no problem at all. Actually, I think the handbook, the amateur radio handbook, and the antenna book would also talk about that. And you probably could just go on and Google something online, 2 meter homemade antenna or whatever, and it would show you kind of what I'm talking about there. All right, over to KB3RN, WA3DSP.
WACDSP, KB3RN, thank you, Doug. No real questions, I guess the advice I would have for anyone new is don't be afraid to ask questions and don't be afraid to ask for help. I think that's really running through everything that we have said tonight. Pardon me, and this certainly is a fraternity that we have, and I think everyone's willing to help everyone. Now, what comes out of that is both friendship and knowledge. After 50 some years in this, I'm still learning. I'm learning the most when I ask questions, so don't be afraid of it. I don't really have any questions tonight myself, and Happy New Year to everyone. WACDSP, KB3RN.
KB3RN, WA3DSP. Very good, and Happy New Year. And that's good advice. Don't be afraid to ask questions, either on the air or on the groups.io. There's a perfect place to ask a question. And and that reminds me, Bob, you asked another question that I didn't answer, W3NE. When you subscribe to groups.io, there's several options on how you get email. One is an email for every mail that's sent. Another one is a daily digest. And I think you can even have less than a daily digest, but probably what you want is the daily digest. There's seldom more than a couple of emails a day, and most days there's none. But if you do the daily digest, you'll just get the one email. The only downside of doing something like that is that if something immediate happened that was sent out on the email, you wouldn't get it right away. You wouldn't get it until the time that the daily digest was sent out. So that's an option that you can set, and you can change at any time when you log in on the web page to the groups.io site for Philmont. All right, we'll go on to N3QV, Eric, WA3DSP.
Weather, conditions, clear. Temperature, 40 degrees.
Hey, Duggan, 3QV. There's a lot of, there could be a lot of different advice you can give to new hams. I think everyone hit the nail on the head with the first thing you do is probably get on 2 meters and get on the repeater. Definitely would say to join a radio club. That's how you'll get the most out of a hobby and the most help. And you'll be able to attend events like field day and things like that that the club has. And that's a very fun and rewarding experience. On the antennas, you can't get better than Doug's suggestion. You can actually go on Amazon and find a 2-meter mobile antenna or something similar to that pretty inexpensively, and you can hook that up with an adapter to your HT, unless you have a mobile rig, and that'll get you started. There's also an interesting thing I found on eBay, and it's called a roll-up J-pole. It's made out of ladder line, and you need to connect about a 10 or 12, 15 feet piece of coax to it. But you can hang that out in the open somewhere, maybe outside. Or a lot of the issues with new hams is that the space to put an antenna out and up somewhere can be difficult. You may have to say, hey, I'm going to get on and I'm going to open my window and put something right outside the window on my balcony if you're in an apartment or something like that. So the roll-up J-pole might be a nice little portable thing, especially if you're going back and forth to school or whatnot. So there's lots of antenna options out there, like Doug suggested. And I definitely agree. If you have a mobile, can get a mobile and an inexpensive switching power supply, that's the way to go. The other piece of advice that I have is to join the ARRL. At least get that in QST and sign-ups for some of the emails. That's another good way to stay informed about what's going on in the hobby. And 3QV back to that.
And 3QV, WA3DSP. Very good, Eric. All good, good things. I might add, and, you know, it's very expensive to do this, but you might consider becoming a life member of the ARRL, especially if you're young. I think it's probably around $800. I think they might have a plan for that. In other words, a payment plan. When I became a life member back in 1972. As I remember, it was around $125, maybe $150, and that was a lot of money back then. And I was, I was 22 years old at the time. I did it on a payment plan. I think it was three or four payments. And today, it's like, the best thing I ever did. $125 is like 3 years of dues right now on the with the ARRL. So you can see how over a lifetime, if you're young, if you're 20, in your 20s, 30s, even if you're in your 40s, that's going to pay for itself well over, and you never have to worry about membership again. It's a lot of money, but if you're really dedicated to ham radio, that's something to think about. Okay, over to Steve, K3FZT, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP and Annette, good evening. Thank you. Having just gotten active again after a long period, not so active, I'm going to refrain from offering advice. Although I'm learning and building a good antenna, the other end of it's just as important, and by that I mean ground. That's about all I'm going to say on that topic. I would find the idea of linking the repeater through All-Star to be very exciting. I am using a Anytone 878HT hooked to a diamond dual bander that's about 35 feet up in the air, and a mag mount when I use it in the car. Just picked up yesterday a Yaesu FT-991A, waiting to get my parts in to build my high-frequency wire antenna. That's the news from Westmount Airy, Philadelphia. Thank you all for contributing to my liberal education. Back to you, WA3DSP. This is K3FZT.
Okay, very good, Steve. K3FZT, WA3DSP. And good luck on your experiments there. I just got something very interesting, and this sounds crazy, but I'm going to try it because some of the guys on HF have experimented with it, and it seems to work pretty well. If you have high noise level and you have enough, you know, bare ground to do this, a 15-foot square, 15 feet square loop on the ground, just sitting on the ground. It actually could be, you know, buried in the grass a little bit, with a 3-to-1 balun and 75 ohm feed. Now, it's only a receive antenna, but apparently it's supposed to have a very good signal-to-noise ratio. Cut down on the noise, and you may have to use an amplifier because, you know, it reduces the signal level, but it reduces the noise more than the signal level. So it increases the signal-to-noise ratio. Interesting antenna. I'm going to experiment with it, and if it works out, I'll put something up online about it. There's a lot of guys talking about it right now. Let's see, WA2UAR, JWA3DSP.
WA3DSP, WA2UAR. Great meeting, Doug. Thanks for running it. Steve, I'll just mention to you, I've got a 991A, so if you have questions about that, let me know. I don't have any questions, but I do have a couple of areas of advice. One of the fun things that I've learned about since I've been a public information coordinator for Eastern PA has been all the many different things that people can do in the hobby. I mean, I got back into it because I just love to talk to people all over the world. But my next show after this one on mobile radio emergency communications will be on being a citizen scientist. So I would tell especially young people to check out hamsci.org, that's hamsci.org, which recruits citizen scientists from the ranks of amateur radio. And I've just received my Raspberry Pi here, a system for measuring Doppler changes in WWV signals with solar activity, which is a little nerdy, but kind of a fun thing. And the other thing I talk about is volunteer work. In Philadelphia areas and now in the Southeast PA Red Cross are working together to try to cross-pollinate. They have a ham radio organization, and we want to work with them. So Red Cross volunteering in amateur radio is a thing, and I recommend it. Anyway, that's all my advice. I'm going to have to check out now, guys, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Doug, great, great meeting. Jim, you guys take care. WA2UAR will be clear on your final.
WA2UAR, WA3DSP. Very good, Jay. And I was just looking at the, we monitored the temperatures down at the repeater site. The rack temperature has gone up 10 degrees since we started this net. It was 66 degrees, now it's 76 degrees inside the rack, which is fine, but it's just interesting. Power keeping that 85 watts of amplifier down there running for quite a while tends to heat things up. Okay, let's see. We go on to Sal, NC3U, WA3DSP.
Good evening, Doug, and good evening to everybody on the net. This is Sal, NC3U, out here in Valley Forge. been licensed since 1978. One thing I'd like to tell new hams is when you get a radio, it's great that you go to the internet and you bring up Chirp or RT system software and you program your radio. I think every radio you own, you should know how to program a frequency in by hand, by memory. Or make a cheat sheet up, leave it in your glove box, leave it in your wallet. Put it on your cell phone somewhere, because you always find yourself taking a ride down the shore and you want to put a frequency in and you're going to say, I don't have that saved in my memory. Well, you should be able to input it by hand. You should know how to put your PL tone. You should know how to put, your offset. You should be able to do all that by memory. If you're doing anything in an emergency situation, that's one thing you should also learn how to do. You never know what your frequency you're going to have to put in that radio. So just keep that in mind. Doug, I'm going to pass it back to you. I'm going to keep this short. I know you got other people. This is NC3U back to net control.
Okay, very good, Sal. What was your, I'm just going to guess, WA3T something. That would be my guess. Maybe it was after that. What was your first call?
KA3JME.
Wow, I didn't realize they got up that far in that length of time. Well, I was 65, so yeah. I was thinking you were 78, so that makes a big difference. Yeah, there was a lot of calls issued around that time. Okay, very good. 73 Sal, on to KC2 WVO, WA3 DSP. KC2 WVO, WA3 DSP. Okay, I guess he's left. How about Dick, W3UP, WA3 DSP?
Okay, Doug's still here, and we've covered an awful lot of things. Tell new hams, it's sometimes a little tough to find something that that people haven't already recommended. I think that goes to the prowess of our membership. I think what I would try and get across to a new member would be that, assuming the new member is younger anyway than some of our old timers, is that they're going to get on the air and they're going to hear people talking, and they have to understand that that they have to be able to break in, if you will, into conversations and not be afraid of doing that. And if my advice to the ham is always tell them that you're a new ham, and you'd be amazed how the conversation changes and the care and the nurturing that you'll receive. So that's my recommendation, Doug. And thank you for running this program. It was a lot of fun, and hearing all these recommendations, I think, is a very great thing that you and Jim have put together. So thank you, guys. So back to you, Doug, WA3DSP. This is W3UP.
W3UP, WA3DSP. Very good, Dick. And I'll remind everybody again that Dick is proposing a 5 p.m. Drive time net starting this coming Monday. And Monday's a holiday, but I don't think that means very much right now. Every day's a holiday if you're not driving, and a lot of us aren't. I wouldn't be anyhow because I'm retired, but people that are working at home, I guess it doesn't much matter. But try to get on and say hello. Might be expanded. You know, this kind of net might be expanded. And if we do decide to connect in All-Star at different times during the week, we come up with some plan to do that. That would also add some activity to the frequency. All right, over to George, WB3DZZ. And George, if you're there, I'm probably going to try to get over there tomorrow. WB3DZZ, WA3DSP. I guess he's left. How about KC3MIN, WA3DSP? KC3MIN, WA3DSP? Okay, how about K3VEZ, VEZ?
Hey guys, KA3VEZ here. Yeah, well, just popped in here real quick and I just want to say a quick hello. The one piece of advice I would say is definitely agree with try to get the best antenna you can and as high as you can. Not much else to report there, but I just want to say a quick hello to everybody else out here on the net. Back to net control, this is KA3, Victor Echo Zulu.
Okay, very good, Kirk, and good to hear you in here tonight. That's the end of my list. Did I miss anybody, or are there any additional check-ins, WA3DSP?
One additional comment.
WA3GM.
And Greg, anybody else?
W3NA.
OFTG.
Yeah, Bob, I got you. And who was the other station?
Echo Foxtrot. Hope that's okay. I'm checking in.
That was K2FTG.
Okay, I got K2FTG. And who was the other station?
It's KI7UEF. He's on All Star, and he's in Redmond, Oregon.
Okay, I know KI7UEF. Well, we've got you. Was there anybody else? I heard somebody transmit on top of somebody there. I don't know if that was that station or somebody else. Anyone else? Okay, I'll just take them in the order that I have them written down here. WA3GM, Greg, go ahead, WA3DSP.
Okay, Doug, very good. Good evening to you, and good evening, Philmont. This is WA3GM. And we're just getting home from work here. We worked all day today, and it's our last day until April, because we'll be leaving in a couple of days to head south for the winter down to the Southern Command home in Cocoa Beach, Florida. So certainly looking forward to doing that. But, you know, we'll have all the remote radios and the All-Star and everything else with us. So we'll be in touch with, without a doubt there. So I didn't really catch much of the Other than that, we were pretty busy at work today. So, good evening, Philmont, and Doug, back to you. WA3DSP and the Philmont gang, WA3, good morning.
Okay, very good, Greg. What day are you going to go down? Are you going to put your car on the train?
Yeah, I'm leaving here Friday, and I'll stay overnight in Virginia and then get on the train Saturday morning.
Okay, very good. Well, maybe we can follow your travels there on All Star.
Over to Bob, W3NE, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP from W3NE. Something I forgot to mention before, and especially with regard to the YL, who was getting started and looking for information, YouTube is a place where you can get a lot of information. You've got to watch your step, because some of the advice that you get is not so good, but if you access enough places on YouTube, you can find out a lot. For example, if you just put in the name of the HT that you've got, all kinds of things will pop up. And as I said, don't jump in with both feet. Look at it with caution, but there is a lot of information there. And that's all I have from W3NE.
Okay, very good, Bob. Good information. A lot of information on the internet. And as Bob said, there's good and bad information, but without that, I don't think I'd be able to do a lot of the stuff that I do. I depend on Google tremendously for information, even when I'm programming. If I forget something, it's right there at your fingertips. It's like having a library right in front of you, if you know how to use it and you search properly. All right, over to K2FPG, WA3DSP.
Hey, Doug, and everybody else on the net. I really don't have much to report. I'm on my way to the shop to pick up some parts for tomorrow, for tomorrow's jobs, and fabricative little gadget to pull a antenna tilt assembly out of the ground. Other than that, I really have nothing. I'll send it back to net. This is K2FPG.
Okay, very good. Good evening to you. And let's see if KI7UEF is there, WA3DSP.
Hi, greetings and salutations to you fine folks out there in, I believe, the Philadelphia area. How I got here was quite the story, and I'll spare you. But basically, I'm having some node problems. And I was trying to find somewhere that would be heavy active for a while, and I was looking around for net. Long story, I'll spare you. I gather that the theme is providing advice. I'm a very new ham, about 2.5 years, so I want to acknowledge that. But Google is your friend for sure. That's what I was thinking, right, as Doug was saying that. I would say try to search Google for your problem, and when you're asking people questions, try to phrase them as elaborately and concisely as possible. I fail at that a lot of times. It's a really difficult thing to do right. And then the other thing that I found was really good for me was joining a club. I don't know if someone already mentioned that, but a local club here. So I hope it's okay that I stop by. I'm out here in Redmond, Oregon, and big fan of All-Star and Ham VoIP. And I was surprised. I know Doug. I'm talking to him a couple times. And I'll keep it short anyways there. Thanks for letting me check in, ladies and gentlemen. KI7UES.
KI7UEF, WA3DSP. Very good, Matt, and it's good that you did check in by accident. This is the Philmont Mobile Radio Club, which I'm a member of, and we have All-Star on our repeater, All-Star and Echolink, and I know I talk to Matt on our Philadelphia hub, our Philadelphia All-Star hub, quite often. Matt is a pilot, private pilot, and he flies out there in the Washington and the Oregon area. I guess you go into quite a few different states from there, but he'll take his bike and put it on the plane and fly the plane somewhere, ride his bike, and then fly it back. Sounds like a fun thing, but we talk about that pretty often, and it's always good to hear other people on here. We're trying to figure out, Matt, a good repeater system to connect in to our repeater here in Philadelphia on a part-time basis to further communications and bring the activity up on the repeater, which is kind of lacking. And I was thinking a West Coast repeater might be a good choice if we could figure one out that was good, and both ends agreed to it. All right, are there any other check-ins or comments for the net tonight, WA3DSP?
Kilo 3, Kilo Charlie, portable KH6 Hawaii.
Kilo 3, Kilo Charlie in Hawaii, WA3DSP. Good evening to you. How are you this evening? I think you heard me mention this is the Philmont Mobile Radio Club, our monthly meeting, on-the-air meeting, because of COVID. We're doing it on the air rather than a in-person meeting. So obviously you're coming in via, I guess, All-Star. I didn't check either All-Star or Echolink. It sounds like All-Star. So how are you doing tonight, K3KC, WA3DSP?
WA3DSP, this is Kilo 3, Kilo Charlie, portable KH6 Hawaii. I'm doing really good. We left Philadelphia in December 31st, and we're in Hawaii for the next month or so. And I am thought I'd at least try to get on the meeting. It's a good time here. It's only like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, so a great time for me. But I just wanted to say hello to everybody on the net and wish you could be here at 80 degrees.
Okay, very good. Well, it's great you could check in. And what's the COVID situation there? Have you had any problems?
No, there's no problems here. It's really hard to get into Hawaii. You have to take a test 72 hours prior to leaving the states to get here. And then once you're here, you're not allowed to rent a car without a COVID test. You can't check into the hotel without a positive or negative COVID test. So they're pretty strict, and you have to wear a mask when you're outside. So, yeah, it's pretty close to what we are, but I think they're a little stricter in a lot of ways.
Okay, very good. Are you over there on business, or is it a vacation?
Oh, it's vacation. It's vacation. I come, my wife and I come here every year, December, January, and February, and sometimes into March, depending on the year. And with COVID, we're going to try to stay here as long as we can and make sure things are quieting down, or maybe we can get our shots here in Hawaii before we get to come home. But other than that, we're having a great time.
Okay, well, that's great. That's great. There is quite a bit of All-Star activity on the islands. There's a network of All-Star, so you might be able to check in on that. All right. Any other check-ins tonight or comments for the net before we shut down WA3DSP?
Well, I'd like to make my comment, KB3IV.
Okay, and why don't you turn it over to Jim, AJ3DI. We didn't get him either. KB3IV, WA3DSP.
Okay. A lot of great suggestions for people. Let me turn myself off. I don't have to listen to myself. Janice, you can keep your notes, but you don't need them. I am sitting here on my desk with a what we call a little Magmount antenna. It's called a gumdrop or a Hershey Kiss type. And it's a dual-band antenna. And it already has the wire and the connector on it that will fit your FT65. All you have to do is remove your rubber duck, screw this on, put on something metal, as Doug suggested, and you're good to go. It has been sitting here unused. I'll make arrangements to get it to you, and you'll be good to go. All set, okay, Janice?
This is KC3ORH. Thank you.
Oops, I forgot to turn my volume back up. What was your reply, Janice?
This is KC3ORH. I am excited and thank you.
That's what hams do. Okay, over to AJ3DI.
All right, I just wanted to let it drop. Wow, great meeting, great advice. Ed, one before me and you stole my thunder. I had my comment here that I was going to drop off to Janice, but Ed beat me to it because that's what hams do. And those are the hams I learned from. Ed, Steve, Doug, everybody helping everybody, everybody in the club. So my advice to a new ham follows Chuck and everybody else. Get an antenna. The OEM antenna on your HT is garbage. It's even worse for the better HTs. So get a replacement antenna for your HT and get an external. External for in the house, the rollable J-pole, which I think FPP might be coming in, or FFP might use all the way from near Vineland and made it into the net. All those things. But, hold on, let me drop it again. Like Chuck said, and someone else followed him, key up the mic. Don't be afraid to key up the mic. And let me just tell you, when they reply and say, are you on an HT? Your audio's horrible. That's not negative. That's a compliment. You're on the air. And the more experienced hams, they're not being negative. They're helping you because they would want someone to let them know if their audio was inadequate. Our own net control, WA3DST, has a discerning ear. My buddy in Elmer, NC3U, it's all about the audio. If he sounded terrible and I didn't let him know, he would smack me. So they're not trying to hurt you. They're trying to help you. Don't be afraid. We're here to help. I have some more. Great meeting. W3NE, great advice as always. And like Doug said, I hope you sign up for the digest. If you need help, send it in the email. We can help you get set up for the digest. And Dick, again, thanks for starting the net. And like Bob, W3NE said, we're going to ask members to be around on the repeater more. Repeater greeters. So that when people make those calls, somebody's there. Like Bob said, there needs to be fixed stations listening. It gets a little frustrating for the new folks when they make calls and they don't get replied to. Now, I know we're not always available, but there's enough of us that we could do better. AJ3DI, another great meeting. Any last comments?
KI7, you asked a question.
I have a question. Is the drive time net just a one-time event on January 18th, or will it be every week?
All right, Janice, I have your question first, and there was somebody else after Janice, so we'll get to you in a second. Janice, I'm going to direct your question to W3UP. Richard, would you like to take that one?
Sure, it's my pleasure. Janet, this is Dick, W3UP. What we're going to do on the 18th is we're going to run a trial net. And if we get, if it goes well and the people who check in are happy with it and are willing to run it again, I mean check in it again, then we'll run it again. Now, it could be weekly, it could be even every weekday if we get enough people that look forward to it. I run a net in the morning one day a week, but that net is on 7 days a week, and again, as I mentioned earlier, has about 40 check-ins. So this is a trial, a beta test, if you will, and if it works, then we'll try it again and keep increasing it until we reach the optimum level. Back to you.
Okay, I'm sorry, there's another question? Give me a call.
So I hope we answered your question, and thanks for asking it. It was a great question.
Roger that, Dick. I double with you a little bit. There was someone after Janice. That station, call again.
Kilo India 7, Uniform Echo Foxtrot. I apologize for asking this because it's probably redundant. I joined about 10 minutes after the top of the hour, I think, and I was thankful that Doug mentioned you guys are the Phil Mount Mobile Radio Club, PMRC. I saw that denoted on the All-Star node that I connected to, the 47970. I went to the website to try and understand what net it was that I'm listening to now. I like to keep a schedule of interesting nets, and I'm not finding one that on the website that aligned precisely with this one. There was the 2-meter net that's on the second Wednesday of the month, except January, which we are in now, so I assume that that's not this one. And perhaps it's the net that the previous station mentioned, and you guys are just testing it out, the drive time net. I'm just curious, what time does it start, the net, and on which days? Thank you so much. Lastly, I think, but I would love to ask Mr. DZZ a question or two if he's around in an afternet, perhaps. KI7 UEF.
Very good questions, Matt. So, because of COVID, this is our general meeting on the air, which is the second Wednesday of the month. Now, normally, in January, we have the club's Auction Fest, which is another in-person event. So this year, we are not having the Auction Fest, and you are attending an on-the-air general meeting. Did that help?
Precisely sums it up. It's at 6:30 on the second Wednesday of the month. Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to make the call. Dizzy, did you come back? Are you here? I see a future sale.
Well, I'm here, WA3DSP. I do have another comment.
All right, Matt. Unfortunately, George left, WV3DZZ. If you have his email, you can email him. Or maybe Doug will cover it. So I hope that helps. Over to you, Doug.